Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Schneider Orange Hotline has Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel and JSOnline.com on it. And we say hello to Matt. Matt, what's happening?
Hey, good to be talking with you.
So should the Brewers call up Keston Hira, Matt Velasquez?
You know, that's out of my depth. I have no idea.
Okay, very good. Surprising to not a lot of folks that they didn't make a selection here. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the way they're trying to keep cap flexibility, I think the fact that they didn't make a pick isn't too crazy. It's not like teams were able to buy second-round picks very easily. It usually took a bunch of future second-rounders to get back into the draft, and the Bucks don't have that. So, they tried to get back in, they couldn't, and you know, now they head into free agency, which is obviously much more important to them.
Well, and speaking of which, the question I get a lot, and we see it flying around, and obviously you do too, is the Chris Middleton situation. What's the latest? What's going on there? Is he going to be a Buck moving forward?
I don't think much has changed. I just still think that he's going to get somewhere near a max, or actually get a max, just because that's what the market bears. Because if he doesn't stay with the Bucks, there will be a team or multiple teams that will be willing to offer him that. So if the Bucks want to keep him, they're going to need to be competitive and fair with his salary relative to the market. And I think that's something that they've known for a long time, and I think they're preparing to, venture into when it comes to free agency.
But is he the right fit here? And again, he's been a decent fit, I think. I think he's been a fine player for this team, but moving forward then, is he the right fit if you were going to make that type of investment?
I think the thing is that there's no better fit that would be available to the Bucks if they let him go. He's kind of in this position where he has been really good, and they were two games away from the NBA Finals. They were maybe a couple bounces of the ball away from the NBA Finals. If they could have won Game 3 in Toronto. And so, I think it's definitely reasonable to believe that the Bucks can win with Chris Middleton with the core that they had last year. And so, if they let him go, they don't necessarily get that money back to spend on the open market. They still don't have max cap space to be able to sign some bigger name free agent. And I don't even know who that person is and if they would want to come to Milwaukee. So I think that he is a good fit next to Giannis, and they're going to try and bring him back as much as they can.
Talking with Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel, and tonight a day and a night in which Giannis is going to walk away as MVP, you would assume? Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, he at least has one out of the 100 votes. That was for me. He's got that going for him. I think in terms of the votes that people have made public, he does have the lead, and it does lead you to believe that he will be the MVP, and we'll get that award tonight. I also expect Mike Budenholzer to be named Coach of the Year. I think John Horst is in the running for GM of the Year. I don't know when they did that voting, but I would expect that Masai Ujiri would get it, especially if it was done at any point after the playoffs. But Horst could, he's sitting among the finalists, and he gets a decent number of votes. It could be a big night for the Bucks in terms of individual awards.
Matt, let's talk about Malcolm Brogdon for a second. There was a report that came out late last week that the Chicago Bulls were a team that was really interested in Brogdon, that they were willing to shell out 4 years, $80 million. So that'd be $20 million per year for Brogdon. Do you really see a situation here? I mean, I know John Horst has stressed that this Bucks team, they're going to be spending money this offseason. Do you think they will match any offer that gets thrown at Malcolm Brogdon here, or do you feel like there could be a limit here where they say no way?
I mean, if some team decides to throw Malcolm Brogdon a max or something really close to the max, you know, maybe that's a walk-away number for the Bucks. But other than that, I don't know that $20 million would necessarily scare them away. I don't know if they'd be thrilled about it. You know, obviously when you're running the business, you want to, you know, get a good deal as much as you can. Yes, but if the market plays out where someone offers them 4 and 80, you know, I think that, you know, that's a number to have a discussion about. But similar to Chris Middleton, it's not like the Bucks have other options. You know, Malcolm Brogdon's cap hold is so low that, you know, you lose him, it's not like it opens up a whole bunch of money. I mean, they can go over the cap to sign him, you know, kind of just have to pay the tax and figure things out later, which might be what they have to do.
What do you think of Brogdon, though, it just as a whole? Because you have talked to him, obviously, far more than I have. I think it's my count's at 2 in my conversations with him. But I think they would be making a huge mistake getting rid of this dude. I think he's smart. I think he's still getting better. I think he is, man, I do you agree with that? Just from a human being, the dude's a good dude. He's a smart guy. He's, I don't know, they'd be making a big mistake to let him walk.
Yeah, I mean, when you have a high character guy like him, who, by the way, shot 50-40-90 from the field last year, you know, something that, you know, has basically only been done by, you know, Hall of Fame level shooters. I'm not saying that Malcolm's that yet, but, you know, that those are incredible numbers. He did them for the whole course of the season. Obviously, he fits perfectly in what the Bucks are trying to do. There were times in the playoffs where he was their second best player. You know, and that had to do with both his defense and his offense. And so, you know, somebody with that level of skill and that level of talent who still has some room to grow, you know, and maybe can get that plantar fasciitis situation dealt with so it won't be too much of a problem in the future, though he has had flat feet basically his whole life. And, you know, there are no questions about that. But I think that just the way that he fits, you know, in terms of the locker room character and the on-court performance, I mean, I can't imagine there's too many guys who are better suited for the Bucks to be able to put around Giannis.
I'm a big fan of Brogdon's. I got to say, Matt, did I read over the weekend that the Bucks signed Giannis's brother, right?
Yeah, I did see that, that they are trying to bring him in for summer league. You know, Giannis has been around the NBA. He's played in summer league before. He actually had a little cup of tea with the Knicks a few years ago. Doesn't mean it's a long-term thing. Doesn't mean it's a big deal, but, you know, he had a really good season last year in Greece, and so having him in town for summer league gives you a chance to see him up close, and you know, I'm sure it provides some brownie points too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's Giannis. You want Giannis happy. If he wants certain type of cookies in the locker room, I'm getting it. If he wants his brother to be given a shot in a Bucks uniform, I'm giving that. That's whatever makes him happy. I'm all about.
Yeah, and the big thing for summer league is maybe the Bucks don't have a spot for him you know, next season. Maybe that's just his opportunity to play in front of a, you know, the big NBA crowd. Out there at summer league, all the teams are there, all the front offices are there. Maybe he plays well, another team signs him. And, you know, the Bucks, you know, I'm sure wouldn't begrudge that if they didn't have a spot for him. You know, it's all about giving people opportunities and being fair, and I think that's what it's all about.
Final thing, is there a splashy move for this Bucks team? Is there something in the back of your mind that says, you know, they might just blow the lid off this thing and get player X? I mean, is that a possibility here at all?
I mean, I don't think it is via free agency. Maybe there's a trade out there. You know, once they start to kind of figure out what the roster is going to look like and when they're able to trade guys after they sign them, those types of things. So it may not be immediate. You know, but there are some little things, you know, trying to trade John Lure or maybe trading Ersan Ilyasova to try and clear out some cap space. Maybe you can do some stuff with that. But I don't think it's going to be, you know, super splashy. It's not going to be, you know, the kind of blockbuster stuff like the Mike Conley trade or, you know, somebody signing Kyrie Irving or wherever Kawhi Leonard goes. Like, those are the biggest things. The Bucks, their big thing is they just need to make sure their team is as good or better than last year's team, you know, at least going into the season, and then they can kind of grow from there.
Matt Velasquez is joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Matt, I want to get one more in, and that's just in regards to the depth. You know, regardless of who the Bucks are able to bring back or what other moves they might make this offseason, you got to think that Sterling Brown and DJ Wilson will have increased roles for this basketball team. I think there are still ceilings on these two guys. I just don't know what more these guys can do, and can they be bigger contributors? Because I think those are two guys the Bucks are going to have to rely on here.
Yeah, I think they just need to be more consistent. I mean, there were times where Sterling Brown was just shooting the lights out, playing really well, playing really confident, and then there were times where maybe the shot wasn't falling. He was maybe a little bit less in control on drives, and then was getting into foul trouble on defense. So, you know, kind of cleaning up those areas and being more consistent there will be big for him. DJ Wilson obviously had that like really nice stretch from December through January up until the Nikola Mirotic trade. And then, you know, once Mirotic got there, DJ had opportunities at the beginning, and his shooting started to fall off, and he really, you know, wasn't playing at the same level. And then, you know, that became the change for him. So it helped to find a way to replace, you know, Mirotic and all that.
All right, Matt Velazquez, thanks for the update. Milwaukee Bucks offseason, but a big night tonight. It could be a much bigger night than I had anticipated. I learned something today from you, Matt Velazquez. Thanks for joining us, all right?
All right, have a good one.
All right, there he is on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.